We're now pleased to be joined on the call by the head coach at Campbell, Mike Minner. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. A tough Saturday for your team against Delaware. Some mistakes early led to a 45-7 setback. In your mind, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, I mean, it was exactly what you said. We started off, pretty bad. We went for it on 4th and 1. And we did not get it. I think they scored in like 2 plays, big play, in the passing game. I told my guys all week long, man, it was going to really come down to the secondary. Our secondary would have had to make plays, Rob, to compete for that game. And, unfortunately, the receivers made every single play, that was up in the air. And so you got 4 passing touchdowns, and they was one-on-one. DB was there, receiver was there, and they came down with it. So that was the difference in the ball game as far as my defense is concerned. The offense, we turned the ball over 3 times in a row. 4th and 1, it really be 4 if you count that, right? So you got to be able to get that 1 yard if you're going to beat a team like that. And so, man, it was tough. It was a tough start, and, we could never get our footing. Them guys stayed ahead, but that's why they number one in the league, man. They're a really good football team.
Question this afternoon from Todd Gibson. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Mike, good afternoon. Early chance on Saturday to have a 4-4 season, I believe, in conference.
Yeah.
The SEC of the FCS, as you like to say. If we'd have told you that at the beginning of the year that's going to take place, how would you have responded to that?
Hey, I'd have been really, really excited. I'd have been like, "Oh, really? First year we're gonna go 500? I take that." Now that you're going through it, man, it's a little bit different because you're going through it and you're losing games, and so it's never good for that. But 4-4 in this league is huge. That's what we're fighting for, and we're gonna do everything in our power to make that happen.
Mike, you've done a really good job of bringing in players over the past couple of years. Really, really good job. Assess where you are right now as you've gone through this league once, pretty much. And what do you need to do to maybe improve? Is there some areas that really need some attention?
Yeah, you guys saw it. It was a secondary, man. We got to have some. I mean, it's kind of sad for me to say that. And I'm a secondary guy. And our safeties in particular was tough for them. And so, with the type of defenses you got to run today, man, you got to have some safeties that can cover, because the run is so big in this league and it's so strong in this league. You got to commit so many dudes to the run, and your secondary got to be able to hold up. And if you look at every game that's, been this season in the CAA, it's really who's secondary playing the best is really winning these games. So if I was to look at where we at up front, I really like where we at up front. I thought we was able to compete at the line of scrimmage, and I think that's very important. So we was able to do that, and we figured out, at least in the last, couple games in the three games in the CAA, how to stop the run. Before, man, we couldn't stop the run. So we kind of figured that out and held a team to -7 and then over 100 with Richmond. And then this team who, averaged, 5-6 yards a carry, 2.9, and held them to 90 yards. So, we start to figure that part out, Todd. And so again, man, to me, it's, I got to get some more athletes in the secondary, man, so I could shut down people passing attack.
And conversely, Coach, you've had some players this year too who have had really good seasons, and now you have to re-recruit those kids. I want to play in the SEC. I want to play in the Big Ten. You played in the Big Ten. How is that dynamic going right now, Coach? And just how difficult is it for you? And would you encourage maybe a player who feels like he could play at an SEC school or a Big Ten school? What is that conversation like?
Well, I can tell you right now, I encourage kids to get the best opportunity for them. And if that's going to a Big Ten or the SEC or a Power Five type team, I mean, I'm all for it. You look at the receiver that went to North Carolina, right? And he's killing it right now and is going to get a chance to, you know, maybe get drafted at a high pick. You know, he probably wouldn't have got that opportunity at Kent State. And so you got to give these kids opportunities to grow and move forward. And I know I got a, you know, a roster that's young. You know, they transfer, but hell, they young. They really ain't played in 3 years, man. So that's the thing with what we had to challenge is you had to bring this team together and make it a football team with no reps. And so it really was a bunch of rookies out there, man, playing in the first year in the CAA.
Coach, how do you feel just about where the program is right now? Obviously, you kind of just addressed it right there. But overall, yeah. I mean, the program, I've seen how the players just look different. And just how satisfying is it you in your 11th year to see that shaping up?
No, I mean, starting where I started out, man, with no scholarships and, you know, 10 years later to be able to have a roster like this. But again, man, we young. And we have to get that experience and learn how to win games, learn how to play a team like a Delaware. That's a really good. And I told Coach that I said, man, you guys are talented and you tough. And you put that combination together, you're gonna be at the top of the league. And so really, where we at? We talented, and now we gotta get tough. And the tough part is the experience piece. Being able to play with each other and seeing each other. So where we at, the base is solid, man. We you know, we're in a great spot. And so I look forward to what's next. And you know, we got to finish this game this weekend now. So, you know, this one is on my mind since last year. And so we get an opportunity to try to finish it up with A&T.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate working with you this year. It's always great talking with you, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Mike, let's talk about that game a little bit about North Carolina A&T. When you take a look at them, obviously they've played a couple different dual threat type quarterbacks. Defenses has been fairly good, especially against the pass. Just what are the challenges they present?
Well, I mean, you know, Coach, that William and Mary, man, and that defense that he had there, the defense he had with Richmond, man, look, it's going to be really solid. These guys got athletes. They're going to be able to fly around and make plays. And so our offense is going to have to protect the football. That's all I want you to do, offense, is protect the football and then give us a chance to win the football game. And because you can't turn the ball over three times and expect to win. And so I think the number one thing in our mind is protect the football.
How nice is it to, and how, I know you've played at A&T in the past, to have a regional rival like this. Do you see this as a game that you'd like to continue for years on end?
No, absolutely. This is, they right down the street, and it just makes too much sense. And, you know, for us to be able to play each other year in and year out. And I know they paired with Hampton, you know, with the historical relationship they have. But I know we'll get the chance to play each other every year. And so, you know, Coach has done a great job of really trying to come in and you know, kind of get the ship back going the way that it needs to be going based off of what happened last year with their coaches, you know, and guys jumping in the portal, a lot of, you know, dudes doing that from their team. And so, man, I just look at a team that is going through a turnover like that. How you know, are they competing? Are they giving all they have? Are they sound? Do they know what they're doing? And when you turn on the tape, Coach got that football team doing that, man. So, you know, I look forward to, you know, playing these guys this weekend and you know, hopefully coming out there with a smile, man.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon and for doing these calls with me all season long.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right. That concludes our CA.